And then, fifthly, rejoicing in merits. And what does this mean? This means that we think of the lives of others, good, noble, virtuous, holy people, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, great saints and sages, even if you like, great poets, great artists, great musicians, scientists, even ordinary people whom we know who have exhibited or who do exhibit in their lives outstanding human and spiritual qualities. We read their lives, we admire them, we read their works, we recollect them, and we think, well, what a wonderful example. What heroism, or what nobility, what self-sacrifice, what fortitude, what determination, what purity, what love, what compassion. And we derive tremendous encouragement and inspiration from all this. We think, well, isn't this a marvelous thing, that here in this world, this wicked world, where one can encounter so much meanness and so much misery, well, at least from time to time, there do appear people of this sort. Eh? You meet them and you feel a little better. You feel a little uplifted. You read about them even, you feel a little better. You feel a little uplifted. That the world can't be such a bad place. And you rejoice in the fact that the world can produce people of this sort. You rejoice in the fact that good and holy and enlightened people live at every age of human history, in every part of the world, succoring and helping the rest of humanity in so many different ways, whether as saint or sage or teacher or mystic, or even as a scientist or administrator, or as a humble worker in a hospital, or anything of that sort, a visitor to prisons, anybody who helps in any way to lift, to raise humanity to higher, more divine heights. So this is what is meant by rejoicing in merits, feeling happy in their virtues, feeling happy in their good qualities, not denigrating, not debunking, which now seems to be the fashion, but appreciating and enjoying and feeling happy in the contemplation of other people's good qualities and good deeds and good nature.